If you are looking to have more energy and more zeal and more zest and vitality in your life and your health in 2021, this episode is for you. I'm joined by Gaylene Gomez, who's been on the podcast before and has shared a little bit more about simple ways to have more energy. But today she shares about her four pillars of health, which if you practice one little thing in each of those areas, you will have more energy and vitality in your life. She's also one of the 24 speakers for my summit that I'm hosting this month called the Healthy New Year Summit, where she will be diving a little bit deeper into each of these pillars, as well as offering some giveaways and just some more insight into how to have more energy in your life. So listen into the podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure you sign up for the summit. It is a free summit. Yes, you can buy lifetime access, but definitely make sure you join the free summit. Again, she is just one of the many amazing speakers we have. So enjoy, and I can't wait to see you in the summit. Hey, you're listening to the Sustainable Weight Loss Podcast, and I'm Brianna Wilkerson, your host. Over 7 years ago, I lost over 30 pounds after going on a dieting roller coaster for many, many years, and finally finding a way of eating, exercising, and living that supported my goals and also that led to sustainable weight loss. And ever since then, I have been longing, and I have been actually doing it and leading other women on the same journey, because my heart is to see every woman finally ditch diets, lose weight that lasts, and thrive in their whole health and life. And so the work I do as a coach, the work I do on this podcast, everything I do is to really serve women in that capacity. So on this podcast, you're going to find solo episodes, interviews, and all together, what are you going to find? You're going to find inspiration, encouragement, and a space where you can feel safe, supported, and empowered to go on your journey. So be sure to listen in, rate and review so other women can find this podcast, and also join my healthy and sustainable weight loss community to unpack these episodes and get more support. All right, ready? Let's dive on in. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Sustainable Weight Loss Podcast. I am on with Gaylene Gomez, who I think at this point it was maybe a year or two years in January that you came on to talk on the podcast around something similar around energy, but I wanted to bring it back because I just think this is such an important pain point for a lot of people, a lot of women that just feel like we are lacking energy. And after the year we just had, 2020, whew, we need a little bit more energy. And you are a speaker in my upcoming summit, Healthy New Year Summit. So I just thought, hey, let's come on and talk about it again. So welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, it has been such a crazy year this past year that I think we can use any extra support and tips and advice that we can get right now around this topic. And so I'm really excited to be here today, but also to participate in the summit. That will be really great coming up as well.
Yes, yes. And guys, we will let you know how to sign up for that towards the end so you can get all of her goodies. But for now, I would just love for you to share a little bit about, you know, your story around energy and how that maybe led you to kind of, you know, do your work as a health and wellness coach.
Sure. So I have been actually is kind of a health coach for many years, but through a couple different ways. I actually, my previous life, I was a massage therapist. So my background is in massage therapy, which, you know, is a health-based business, but I didn't have the knowledge around nutrition and nourishing my body and really giving myself what it needed to thrive. I was not a big eater. I was not a foodie. I didn't really care to cook or eat any of the right things. And I had actually gotten really sick from a tropical disease, which wiped out all of my gut bacteria, all of my energy, and just a lot of my health in general. I was exhausted. And as I was trying to recoup and recover from all of this kind of drama that was going on in my health, I was really just still eating junk. I was not eating very much food. I definitely was not eating the right food. And I didn't understand why I wasn't getting better. I took all the medicine the doctors wanted me to take. I did everything they told me, but it actually went on for years. And I got more and more and more depleted of energy. And, you know, my hair was dry. My skin was dry. My skin was breaking out in acne. I had headaches. I had bloating. I had all of these other symptoms. But because I was so exhausted all of the time, I didn't have the mindset to deal with any of those other problems. I didn't have enough energy to cook healthy food. I didn't even have the knowledge to know what to feed my body. And so finally, my husband and I decided we needed to make some pretty dramatic changes. And we met with a nutritionist who walked me through what was going on in my body. And I was essentially malnourished. I was not getting the vitamins, the minerals, the nutrients that our bodies need to thrive. And once we made that shift of not eating just more food, but eating the right food, things started to change. My energy came back, my bloating went away, my headaches improved, my skin got better. And as I was learning all of this, I decided to go to nutrition school. And I remember sitting with my textbooks, reading to my husband, thinking, everybody needs to know this stuff. Like, this is information that we all need to live healthier lives. And it literally became part of my journey and my mission to spread this knowledge. I don't want other people to suffer the way that I did. And there is help out there. And there's so many people that feel like they're stuck relying on caffeine or coffee and sugar to get through the day. And with all the stress we're experiencing, maybe, you know, people don't have the same tropical situation I came into this with, you know, with a tropical bug that wiped out my gut bacteria. But even just the year of 2020 and how that depleted us of energy and stress, and people are stress eating and all of the things that's come with it. I have really, really brought my focus into supporting women through nourishing their bodies with the right foods, but with other pillars of health as well, to bring our energy back so that we can feel like cooking healthy meals, we can feel like exercising, we can feel like taking care of ourselves so that we can take care of others. So it's really come full circle for me.
That's amazing. And I just love how you talked about that you were malnourished. Because I think sometimes we think that malnourishment, I mean, sadly, we think it's like people in the third world countries who aren't eating, right? Like, or even people in the first world countries that just don't get food. But how you said it is, yes, maybe you weren't eating enough, but you weren't eating the right type of food to get the vitamins and the minerals that your body needs. And that caused an array of, you know, different things going on in your body. So I really want people to listen to that, that when we talk about nutrition, it isn't just, okay, so I know we're talking about sustainable weight loss, but it's not just about your weight. Like, it's really about you being healthy and well. And that's why we approach nutrition from the way we do, from that whole food, holistic perspective. And so you mentioned though, okay, nutrition is one of those pillars that kind of really brought you back energy. But what are the other three pillars that you talk about?
Mm-hmm. So because my background was in massage therapy, I had already been immersed in another side of health and wellness for many years. And even though nutrition, of course, like we just said, is very important, so are other pieces of the puzzle. Because as a massage therapist, I would see a lot of clients who are extremely stressed, or they're not sleeping, or, you know, there's physical pain. And just because we are nourishing our body doesn't mean we're all set. You can't just eat salad every day and feel like that's everything you need to do for your health. We need to address these other things as well, because even if one of them is out of order, like if one of them is not being focused on, then it can actually bring everything else down with it. So I work on four pillars of health with my clients. So first one is nourishment. We talked about that a little bit, about getting the right food, getting enough of the right food, and not just, you know, dieting or thinking that we can just count calories and cut back on things to lose weight. We actually want you to nourish your body so that you can lose weight in the long term, right? This should be a lifestyle change. It should be something that you enjoy eating your food so that you can continue to stick with it after your 10-day diet is up or after your 30-day diet is up. It should be something that you really enjoy doing, that it works for you, your family, your likes, your dislikes, your habits, your routine, all of those things. So nourishment is about so much more than just the food. But when we look at the next pieces of the puzzle, pillar two that I work on with my clients is movement. If we sit behind a desk, which I do, I think you do as well, Brianna, a lot. If we sit behind a desk all day and we're not moving our body, then we're not getting our blood pumping. We're not using our muscles. We're not, you know, sending the blood flow around our body to stimulate our brain, to stimulate our digestive system. Our body is really sitting stagnant. And movement is so, so important. And so I really encourage people to bring that into focus as well. But there's two other pillars. One of them is sleep. A lot of clients will come to me saying, I want to lose weight. I want to have more energy. And they think that I'm maybe just going to give them a meal plan, a diet. Here's how you lose weight. But when we break it down, if they're only sleeping 5 or 6 hours a night, and the last pillar is mindset, say they're only sleeping 5 or 6 hours per night and they're really, really stressed out, they're not going to be able to lose the nourishing their body, even if they are getting exercise. So we really need to take all of those pieces of the puzzle into consideration to be able to create that long-term sustainable weight loss, that sustainable energy, you know, feeling good all day from when you wake up to when you go to bed. We need nourishment, we need movement, we need good sleep, and we need to have a healthy mindset and work on our stress levels. And after the year we've just had, we can see how some of those might even be playing a more important piece of the puzzle than just nourishment alone right now.
That's very true. I think, you know, eating well, which is important, as we've talked about, isn't going to get you through a very stressful, very emotional, very just crazy year that many of us have had. And speaking of that, I don't want, you know, obviously you can go a lot into all of these pillars, but I know you go into that in your talk in the summit. So I want to make sure people sign up for that. But, you know, if you had to give, you know, someone one tip, you know, it's January and a lot of people are making New Year's resolutions and they're making these resolutions after 2020. And, you know, they can be making resolutions from various points of view, but what would be the biggest tip or biggest hack or bigger piece of encouragement that you would give someone rolling into 2021 after the year we just had?
Yeah, I guess a few things come to mind. The first one is give yourself some grace because it was a really hard year. So if you did not meet your New Year's resolutions from 2020, or you gained weight instead of lost weight, or you feel worse instead of better, just for, you know, wipe that clean. Let's make a fresh start and let's focus on what's coming, right? Have the opportunity to now to create the future that you want it to be. So let's focus on the little things that you can do right now that will make the biggest difference. So what I like to do with my clients is really just pick one or two, a couple of really small things that you can do continuously, right? You can start doing those each and every day because those little things will add up and make a big difference. However, that little thing is going to be different for everybody. And so I actually have a quiz for you guys that Brianna can share with you, which is going to help you figure out what that one or two things are. Because for some person, it might be that you need to drink more water, you know, really focus on that nourishment pillar. For somebody that does sit behind their desk all day, for you, it might be movement. So every person is going to have something different that they need to focus on, which is why neither you or I really like that cookie cutter approach, right? There's not one diet that's going to work for everybody. We really need to make sure that everybody has a little bit of a personalized touch with it. We need to look at you and your situation and what's going well for you and what are your struggles with? You know, what are the little things that are going to make the biggest difference for you? And so the quiz that I actually have to share with you guys today is going to help you identify what that one or two things are that you can be doing that will make the biggest difference for you.
That's so great. And I just love that you're right. Like there's no cookie cutter approach. And I think many of us know that, but yet somehow, you know, when the new year comes around or we don't, you know, we didn't do as well in our goals or stuff, we approach it. We want that cookie cutter approach, but as you know, there's nothing, even our health, business, relationships, there's like no cookie cutter anywhere. And so just taking solace in that and like, yeah, doing the quiz and whether it's reaching out to you, reaching out to me, just get some support in figuring out what that is for you, because maybe
absolutely. You've
been through so much of the diet noise that you're like, I actually have no idea. My mind is filled with what I think I should do. And so, you know, taking her quiz or joining, you know, Galen's group, it could just be a great place for you to get started there. But I know even, you know, we both are kind of doing this summit and we are giving away things. I would love for you to just tell us a little bit more about what you talk about in the summit, as well as what are you giving away? Like what is, you know, something people can look forward to as they sign up for the summit?
Absolutely. So I do focus heavily, as I mentioned, on energy, but we really take it from this holistic approach, right? We're going to dive deeper into the nourishment pillar. We're going to dive deeper into these other pillars to make sure that you have a really clear plan forward for you. So I like to give you tools to really assess where you're at and what needs to change, because what you need today might be different than what you need 6 months from now. And so the quiz that I want everybody to take is really going to help you identify the missing piece that you need to focus on to fast track your health. to get yourself moving forward. And then I also have a next step offer after that, where you can actually join me for a 5-day Nourish Your Body with Healthy Habits energy reset. And somebody will actually be getting to take part in that one free. When you attend the summit, Brianna will share all the details with you as to how you can take part in this reset, but it's coming up really soon. And so I can't wait to share that with everybody.
So good. So good. And I love it. It's just a reset, right? Reboot, reset. Just
exactly.
Let
push,
us.
Yeah. Let's wipe restart. Away last year and push restart on what's going to come next.
For real. And again, I love what you're talking about, giving yourself grace and just realizing 2020 was a year that none of us expected. And hopefully we learned a thing or two from it, but yeah, it's just something that, 2021 is a new fresh leaf. And so let's start that in a good way. Let's start that in a simple way. So, well, as we wrap up, where can people learn more about you, learn more about your work, find you on social media? Let us know.
Yeah, perfect. So please share the quiz link with them here on this podcast so that they can really dive in and just get started on this journey. But then join us at the summit, because you're going to get to meet me and a lot of other health coaches, which are going to walk you through this even more. So make sure you come and join us for that. I will be there in the Facebook group and participating and answering questions as well. And then, of course, I have a Facebook page. I have a Facebook group. You can find me all over social media and my website to walk you through the next steps. But when you take the quiz, you're going to directly connect with me, and I cannot wait to hear what your quiz results are. So once you do take the quiz, please hit reply to those emails that I'm going to send you to let me know if it resonates, because it's turning out to be quite a popular result, where people actually get something that maybe surprises them a little bit. And then they say, yeah, actually, this is probably what I need the most. I think sometimes what we need the most is not always what we want the most. Like you said earlier, people maybe want that cookie cutter approach. They just want us to tell them what to do. But we want to help guide you into figuring out what the best plan is for you. So please do join us for the summit, because we'll be talking a lot more about that in the days to come.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us again. It was just so great to have you. And yeah, guys, please. I mean, I'm like, maybe I should do the quiz. Just had a baby. I need some energy.
Yeah, for sure.
Everyone, regardless of where you are, but even if you feel like you're healthy, it would be great to just take this quiz, because we can always improve our health journey. Once you've reached your goal or whatever that goal is, you should always be improving. So this quiz sounds like a great way to do that. So check out all the links, check the links to the summit, to the quiz, to all of Gaylene's social media and website below. And we just hope to see you in I guess a week it's starting in the summit, and can't wait. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
That's a wrap. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Sustainable Weight Loss Podcast. I hope you're leaving supported, empowered, encouraged, inspired to go off and really do the things that you know in your heart you need to do and think, right? Because it's not just about what you do, it's how you think and how you feel to really reach your goals and sustain that weight loss. Again, for more support, join us in the Healthy and Sustainable Weight Loss community on Facebook. This is a space where you can really be safe, supported, and empowered through your journey. Just go to madewell345.com/community and you'll be right there, or click the link below. Again, so grateful you're here. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe so you'll not miss an episode, and so that other women can find this podcast. All right, see you on the next episode.